Good afternoon, friends, and thank you for joining my channel. My name is, if you're not familiar with this channel, my name is Gail Manizak with City Changers Illinois. And today I'm going to be speaking about suffering for doing good. So many times as Christians, in doing the good things that we, you know, set out to do, we still can suffer even when we're doing good. Not just, you know, you suffer because you did something bad. It isn't that way. Always, I should say. It is not that way. Always. Let me begin in verse 12 of 1 Peter chapter 3. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears, they're open to our prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. So if you're doing evil and not staying in there with the Lord, or in there with the Lord, or you have not given your life to the Lord, then his face is turned against you if you're doing evil. Which, if you're not serving Christ and Christ is not in your heart, there are probably plenty of things that you're doing and you may not even realize that they are things that are evil. But Christians suffer. They suffer for doing good. The Bible, it goes on to say, now who will want to harm you if you or me are eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God is going to reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of any threats that come against you. But instead, he says you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. No matter what is said against you, no matter what threats are made, you will still worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain what your hope is. People need to hear. And boy, if you have an open door like that, and somebody outright asks you, give them your testimony, tell them how Christ came into your life and changed your life. But the Bible also says in the same chapter, do this in a gentle way. Do it in a respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. So do it with kindness, gentleness, respect in every way. Then if people speak against you, they're going to be ashamed when they see what good that it is in your life. Because of God, because you belong to Christ. And remember this all the time, it's better to suffer for good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing things that are wrong. That is so true. You know, none of us wants to suffer, but there is suffering involved in this walk with Christ. Christ Jesus himself suffered, it says in verse 18, he suffered for our sins once and for all time. He never sinned himself, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit. And those of you that have believed that and received that and asked Christ into your heart are in right standing with God. But that does not mean that there are not times that you may suffer. So Peter went on and he preached to the spirits in prison. It says, those who disobeyed God long ago, when God waited patiently. Listen to this. This reminds me of Chuck and I sometimes, though I'm not comparing myself to Noah. But God, long ago, when God awaited patiently while Noah was building his boat, what was he waiting for? Because God had told Noah to build the boat. God had told Noah what he was going to do. And people, I'm sure that they mocked and they laughed at him, at what he was doing. Nobody was helping him. It was Noah and his family. Only 8 people were saved from drowning in that terrible flood. It was a flood throughout the world. And that water right there is a picture of baptism, which now it saves you not by removing dirt from your body, but as a response to God from a clean conscience. So it's effective because of the resurrection of Jesus. The last verse in this chapter says, "Now Christ has gone to heaven. He is seated in the place of honor next to God, and all the angels and authorities and powers accept his authority." And then as we go on, we talk about living for God. So it says, "So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourself with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too." So that's what God wants us to be prepared for. You know, we have the Bible, we have instructions, we also have warnings, and we have just like this telling us to have the attitude and be ready to where if we suffer also, we will know it's a part of the walk, a part of the journey. The Bible goes on to say, "For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do God's will. In your heart, you will want to be obedient to God. That will be your desire once you're born again. And nobody is perfect, and people do blow it because we are still in this human flesh, but God forgives us when we make mistakes. And though I will say, we don't live a cheap grace message here. We live a message that is, you know, if you purposed in your heart to sin, you may pay the consequences for it. If you made a mistake and sinned, and I don't know, had a bad attitude with somebody or whatever it might have been, then you repent of it. We're able to repent and ask God to forgive us, and he does. The Bible says you have had enough in the past of the evil things that godless people enjoy. You've had enough of it. Their immorality, their lust, the feasting, the drunkenness, and the wild parties, and their terrible worship of idols. You have had enough of it, Peter is telling these people here. He says, of course, your former friends are surprised when you no longer plunge into the flood of this wild and destructive things that they do and used to do. So what's going to happen? They're going to turn around and they're going to slander you. And the Bible warns us. The Bible warns us that that can happen. But remember that they will have to face God, who stands ready to judge everyone, both the living and the dead. And this is why the good news was preached to those who are now dead. So although they were destined to be like all people, they now live forever with God in the Spirit. Again, that verse starts with the fact that is why the good news was preached. You know, it kind of goes along with the scripture that says, "Now without a preacher, how shall they hear?" You know, people won't even have a chance to receive Christ if they don't hear the gospel preached. And that's our commissioning, to go and to tell the world about Christ, to tell the good news of the gospel. We're commissioned to do that. The end of the world is coming soon, Peter says. Therefore, we've got to be earnest. We have to be disciplined in our prayers. And most important of all, continue to show deep love for one another. Because why? Because love covers a multitude of sins. God is love. So we cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. And knowing the Bible says that, there are times that we can allow someone to come and stay with us, and there are times that we just don't have the space, or we don't maybe even feel led of the Lord. Maybe that door is not open to that person for some reason. And I'm not saying, I might not be saying that just perfectly right, but I think you know what I mean. God has given each and every one of us a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts, and He wants us to use them. He wants us to use them to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? He says, then speak as though God Himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Then do that with all the strength and energy that God supplies to you. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to Him forever and ever, Peter says. I'm going to go on a little bit further. It's still speaking in regard to suffering. The Bible says, dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials with a plural with an S you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials, they make you partners with Christ in His suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing His glory when it is revealed to the world. Is that not an amazing, amazing thought? So we will go through troubles here. We will go through suffering here. There's nowhere in the Bible that tells us we will not. And anybody that has told you that or preached that word to you was definitely wrong. If you're insulted, see the last part of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4 talks about this. If you're insulted because you bear the name of Christ, then you will be blessed, for the glorious Spirit of God, it rests upon you. He, the Spirit of God, rests upon you. If you suffer, however, it must not be for murder, or it must not be for stealing or making trouble. If you suffer or for anything, prying into other people's affairs, lying, stealing, cheating, whatever. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. So praise God for the privilege of being called by His name. For the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household. If judgment begins with us, what terrible fate awaits those who have never obeyed God's good news. Amen. I want you to get that, because we're talking about hell here. That is the fate that awaits those who have not chosen to walk with the Lord. That's verse 17. For the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household. And if judgment begins with us, that's talking about us Christians, if judgment is going to begin with us. But it also goes on to say, and if judgment begins with us, what terrible fate awaits those who have never obeyed God's good news? If the righteous are barely saved, what will happen to godless sinners? If the righteous are barely saved. So if you're suffering, say, and I'm going to close here, if you're suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to God who created you, for He will never, never fail you. So sometimes there are things we're going to be doing, even the good things, it says, doing what is right. And in doing that, we continue doing it. And we trust our lives to God who created us. Amen. So we can't believe that it's a peaches and cream gospel and we won't ever have any trials. And I know some people have come into accepting the Lord and serving the Lord with that kind of idea that everything is going to be good, everything is going to be peaceful and joyful all the time. But no, it's full of valleys and deserts and mountaintop experiences and just a variety of mixture throughout this world. We are tempted, we're tried, we're tested. We're tested by fire, the Bible says. So let's be prepared for when that testing comes to stay in an attitude of prayer and stay in an attitude of praise and walk right through it in Jesus' name.